My name is Dan Sullivan, and I live in the East End. Our shed, Ballyvolumine shed, is down in the old school St. Joseph's. And we were formed in 2012. And really, our history is, the first meeting happened just over 10 years, 12 years ago, in Francis Bennett's house. And there was 9 of us there. And of that 9, there are still 6 of us involved in the shed. So Francis then had a contact in the Bishop's Palace over in Killarney, and they were contacted, and they agreed to give us to lease us the old school. And we went in there then, and we did it all up. And we have 2 big rooms and a kitchen there, and we have a fabulous snooker table. And we have 24 members, and the ages range from 93 to 35. But they're a wonderful bunch of lads, and we have a great atmosphere, great comradeship, and do different things. We're not there to make money. We're actually there to help the community and help the elderly, really. And as I said, we have our Christmas dinner, and we have a few other little outings during the year. And but it's been a wonderful place, to be honest. There's some great crack going on down there, and we'd have a bit of music and you name it, you know.
You got it. Yeah. Tell me this. It was obviously an old school before. Did you go to school there?
No. I'm from Ballyhigh, actually.
Oh, right.
I'm from
Ballyhigh. What brought you to Ballybunion?
What brought me to Ballybunion? That's a good question. No. I left Ballyhigh in 63 and went to Dublin, and then got married and lived in Naas for 12 years. Oh. And in 78, I got the opportunity. I got a job with Kerry County Council, and that's what brought us here. I had a site in Ballyhigh, and I had a site in Cashmere and Causeway, where my wife is from, and she didn't want to live any of the 2 places. And I said, right. So I came over, I'll always remember it. I came over to Joe Stack, the Lord be good to him, and he's had the house I'm in now, had that up for sale. And I bought it off him. And I met the deal there and then that evening, and went back to Clash and said to Kay, I've the house bought, we're coming down. So we came down, and I had the 4 kids that time. And, you know, we've had some wonderful times here at home, you know. And fortunately, my wife got a brain hemorrhage 41 years ago, and she's semi-invalided, but We get on great, we get on fine, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine as well, over the summer as well, you have such beautiful memories being in Ballybunion.
Oh, God, yeah. It's been wonderful times here in Ballybunion. I was very much involved in the golf club and over the years, and I spent 28 years being in committee there, and ended up captain and president. Travelled a fair bit with him around Europe and in America. And had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet anyone famous during your 28 years?
I met Clinton, President Clinton.
Wow, what was that like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Actually, I always remember I was sitting inside my own house, and the next thing was I seen a guy jumping over the wall. And I have a manhole right there in front of the window there. And this guy, I went out, I said, what are you doing? He was welding the top of the manhole. I said, this is crazy. I said, that manhole is only 18 inches deep. I said, what did you expect me to be doing? But the crowd that came before he came was crazy as well, you know. The amount of helicopters that were down below, and there was this one and that one. And the only disappointing thing about the whole thing was, there was a photograph taken of ourselves in the club, up up the steps in below the club, and we weren't allowed to take photographs, and it was the people from the White House that were taking the photo, and they told us they'd send us on copies, and we never got never got them. Yeah, but he was an absolute gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful man altogether, I must say now. Yeah. And he wasn't supposed to come up town, but he did. He came up town later on that evening and went back. But yeah, and then of course you had all the great golfers, you know, and like in, there were some great Tiger Woods down below there. We had Rory McIlroy only a couple of months ago. And all these fellas, they come, they don't announce they're coming. We mightn't know they're coming until about maybe 2 hours beforehand, because they don't want any...
They want a bit of privacy.
Privacy, you know. Mm. But, in general, as I said, I'm delighted that I came to live in Ballybunnan, and it's a wonderful town.
Mm.
We have a fabulous community centre. We're after getting a grant of 300,000 there recently, and there's quite a lot to be done. It's mainly the walls and the outside and things like that has to be prepared there. So I spent a good part of 20 years involved with the community centre,
mm-hmm.
and but all in all, it's been a great place to live in. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the shed now. It's getting on in years, and the shed is a great old bit of fun, and you look forward to. We opened there from 9 in the morning until around 1:30, and anyone that comes in to get something done, maybe repairs chairs, or we were making wood boxes and the bee boxes and thing, and we did welding and made some. For Christmas, the cribs. So, all in all, we have a good sponsor. We have a great sponsor, actually, to the Bale Wind Farm, and which is fantastic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, it's open to anyone. The door is open down there. All you got to do is walk in, and you'll be well to.
And don't tell me this, did you come in with any woodcrafting skills, or did you all learn
No,
it?
No. I'm on the other side of it. Engineering side of it. I was working with Kerry County Council for 30 odd years as a clerk of works. And we have Chrissy Moriarty, he's our main carpenter. And the lads give him a hand, and you know, but he's an excellent bloke. He can make anything or do anything, mm-hmm. you know. And as I said, now that there's a great, it's a wonderful thing to have, mm-hmm. you know.
You showed me the picture there of yourselves. When did you take that?
That was taken actually just before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
by Francis Bennett. But
I'm laughing at the cowboy hat.
Oh, Francis produced a rake of cowboy hats, and he put them on. Oh, Lord God, he would have said that man there now, Paddy Reid. Mm. Paddy is 93, I think.
Oh my goodness!
And he comes every couple of days, and he's up in Philmorphy up the road, and they have this little. They're good at snooker, the two of them, and there's that bit of crack between them. And
bit of rivalry.
Bit of rivalry, yeah. That's, they're all, like, all the lads, they're all local. We have Dennis Keller from Finuey. We have Matty McMahon from My Van. And the rest in are local, like, you know.
Yeah.
But like the lads coming there, and it is great to see Matty coming, because he had a serious accident many years ago, and his brother unfortunately was killed, and Matty was told he'd never again walk, and he's now walking and driving the car,
mm.
and he drives at about 25, 30 miles an hour, and if you're stuck behind him, you'll have to stay, because he stayed out from the ditch about a yard, and he just motors along, you know. Yeah,
as you would. Dan, what do you love so much about coming up to the Minshed?
Oh, the comradeship and a bit of crack. Great, great, you know, and I'd have a cup of tea and a bit of fun and whatever. And that's where you get all your news, really.
That's what I was thinking as well. You know, most people, if you're at home, you'll hear nothing, but when you're out with a few people, you hear all the news.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, you know, there's great interest in football, of course, around here. Bale, football club, and there's always a great track in the Monday morning. Philip is sort of he plays and he trains one of the teams, a junior team, I think it is, and we give him an awful time with if they were beaten.
I say he doesn't like that at all.
Oh no, I don't know. He takes it all in his stride, no bother in the world, you know. Yeah. So it's just, great.
And you mentioned you were involved with the community and the community centre. Yeah. What got you involved with them?
Oh, I was chairman there for a good many years. And I was with Michael Hanrahan, the Lord be good to him, when we bought the community centre off of Dennis Foley, the TD. And everyone said at the time that we were off our head. We gave him 100,000 for it. And in the meantime, we have magnificent setup now down there. Full basketball court, a fantastic place upstairs for theatre and all that sort of thing. And it's completely booked out week in, week out now. And we spent something in the region of almost $500,000. And we got the money from, I can't think of the name of the company. But every penny was paid. And I said that the day that we had our community center paid for, I was saying goodbye. And that's what I did. I became president of the club in Ballybunnan, and Mike Purtill, I said to Mike, look, Mike, you know, for the year now, you take over as chairman. Mike was cut for chairman for a long. So now we have a wonderful group. They're basically all ladies, but they're in different spheres. You know, one of them is an architect, and one of the girls works, she's inside in the university in Tralee, and then we have Laura Bennett, who's the head woman in the childcare, and that's going magnificently. And we have a great basketball team here, you know, and again, great people running these things.
Dan, I'm looking here over to your shoulder, and there's lovely pictures of you and your family. Tell me, how many children do you have?
I have five children. I have one son and four daughters. And the two of the daughters are married here and in Ballybunion. One of them is married to an Englishman, Martin, and the other girl is married to South African, Johan. And then the eldest girl is living here at home with us. She's inside in the college in Tralee working, and she worked in Dublin for I think it was 30 years almost, and had just a week before COVID she was made redundant, and she came home for a couple of weeks and she hasn't gone back. So which is great. She does all shopping and everything like that, you know.
You love having her around.
Oh god, yeah. So I have 9 grandkids, 8 women and 1 young boy, and Tori now, she's Lorraine's daughter, she's 21 in a couple of weeks time, and she's did her exams in the college in Dublin. She's Erin Cart, she's doing speech therapy, and she got first class honours in her exams.
Oh my goodness, well done to her.
And Then Lucy, the other girl, she's doing her leaving. This Dolan's son is doing his junior cert. And we have two little small ones. Shirley, my other daughter, she's married to a cotman down in Skibbereen.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and and they have two little girls. One of them is 7 and the other girl is 9.
Well, Dan, it was lovely to talk to you. You've, I say, 100 stories up your sleeve, and some of them we probably couldn't even put out on air. But it was lovely to meet you, and thanks so much for talking to me.
Not at all. You're welcome, and any time at all, you're welcome to come out.